Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is proposing some major reforms to immediately address problems in the city's schools, problems that were highlighted in a recent state report. The mayor joins us now. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. The copy of the proposal that we've read says that there are several issues here. What's the main one to you?
You know, I am a mom with kids in our Boston public schools. I raised my sisters in the schools before that, and so I've been involved for a long time, both as a counselor, but also as a parent. And I know the feeling from so many families across the district that it just feels like all the pieces are there, the momentum is there, the resources, the institutions ready to help, but we just keep falling short of getting everything connected and aligned to actually move forward. And so the issues that the report identified weren't new to Boston school communities. This is about defining a true partnership in some of the major areas around special education, transportation reliability, around English language learners, and those deeper issues that we know Boston has been struggling with for some time.
Mm-hmm. Those were the things, some of the things that were outlined in the recent state report. Have you talked with the state about the details of what you're proposing?
We've been in constant communication with the state for weeks now as they wrapped up their review, which followed up from a review right before the pandemic several years ago. And so the process is usually that the data and analysis will be done with observers right in our classrooms and a review of key information. And then the district coordinates on a review and a report. And now we are awaiting what the state's final determination will be. But we're looking to establish a true partnership that would have commitments on both sides and clear, accountable metrics and outcomes that will set Boston up for success.
Will this prevent a state takeover, do you think? Is that sort of the ultimate goal?
It's very clear that we need partnership from anywhere we can get it. As mayor, I'm going to fight for resources and involvement from not just state government and our federal partners, but the business community and nonprofits and volunteers from across the city. And so we're looking to have some clear idea of being on the same page with the state. It's also very clear that no one knows better about how to improve and support our school communities than our communities themselves. And so we look to preserve that clarity about where leadership resides while moving forward with partnership from anyone who is willing to pitch in and help invest in our young people.
You know, some of these things sound really ambitious, if I might say, buses running on time and different things like that. I mean, do you think, how confident are you that these things really can be achieved and achieved quickly?
We are confident about all of the goals and metrics set up in this document. It is a plan and a guide to hold ourselves accountable, but the reality is that these structural issues require deeper structural changes, and we've been working on that for furiously for 6 months now in our new administration. And so earlier in the week, we actually saw the School Bus Drivers Union unanimously ratify a new contract that we had been negotiating for many, many months. This changed some of the provisions within that contract to ensure that there would be more reliability and more accountability within the bus transportation area. It also established clear pipelines for recruitment and training so we can fill vacancies and address the shortage of bus drivers as well and how some of the routes run. And so these numbers and goals are possible because we've already been doing the work to build in those structural reforms.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it might mean for the state to take over the schools so early in your administration? And have you looked at other state takeovers like Lawrence and Holyoke and Southbridge and what that means? And what do you say as the state considers a takeover of Boston?
There's been a lot of research done, and especially given the conversations in Boston, there's been a look at what receivership has meant across the state and in different examples across the country as well. And the results are pretty mixed, frankly. There's no clear benefit from these sorts of actions. But I would also say that Boston is quite unique in comparison. We are way larger than any other district that has had a full receivership, and the capacity required to administer something on the scale of our schools is simply not there. So in some ways, the conversation about full receivership has been distracting because it simply isn't a possibility. But we do welcome and need partnership and involvement from the state, all of their technical expertise, all of their assistance and resources and guidance that they have developed, being able to set standards across the state. We want to make sure we're drawing on the best of that while we follow the lead of our school communities and move quickly on the changes that we know have been needed for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly, how do you do this? Because we have about a minute or even less. How do you do this as you're transitioning because your superintendent's leaving?
We are just in the final phases of our superintendent search to transition leadership, and that should wrap up in the next few weeks. Next week, interviews start with the search committee and candidates for the job. And in the meantime, we need to keep progress going. There's some very important decisions happening now about hiring for the next school year, about preparing for summer school and all that our young people need even before next school year starts. So we are walking and chewing gum at the same time, and we're going to make sure that our district is positioned to deliver immediately for our most important resource in Boston, our students and young people.
All right, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, thanks so much for calling us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
The time is 7:42.